Welcome to another edition of Saving Stories, a program where we feature interviews from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. Center Director Doug Boyd joins me again today.
Thanks for having me.
And we begin today with the passing of Elmer T. Lee, the Master Distiller Emeritus of Buffalo Trace Distillery, and we're talking about him today.
Elmer really was a legend in the bourbon industry in the modern era. He really pioneered the concept of premium single-barrel bourbon with the launch of Blanton's, and he became the central figure in our initial phase of our oral history project on the Buffalo Trace Distillery, which yielded a award-winning documentary that continues to run on KET, as well as in interviews that have been put online and made searchable. His video interview is every single month, according to our analytics, the leading interview that people watch all around the world.
And we're going to hear a couple of clips from that interview from October of 2008.
This first clip is about when Elmer was originally hired by Colonel Blanton.
Orville Shook brought me in to interview for a job here when I graduated. And he took me in to see Colonel Blanton. And when we walked in, he had the armbands like you see gamblers wearing on each arm and a green eye shade on. And he looked up at me. And Orville said, "Colonel, this is a young man I've been telling you about. I want him to come to work down here. I wanted you to meet him." And the colonel looked up out of his eye shade. He said, "Son, we're not hiring any hands today." And I thought that was the end of the interview. We got outside. Orville said, "Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. You come to work Monday morning." And I did. And every time I'd pass the colonel in on the lot, he'd look at me kind of cross. I could see what he was thinking. "How in the hell did you get in here?"
The second clip really focuses on Elmer's perception of what makes a good bourbon.
"It's going to have vanilla type taste. It's going to have a smooth taste to the palate. And it don't have a aftertaste burn to it. If you taste about 8 or 10 samples, your taste buds begin to become numb. So you got to take a break. So if there's 25 samples to be evaluated, I'll do about 8 or 10 of them, and I'll take a break for a while. And after it's tasted, your taste buds primarily are the most sensitive ones are on the side of your mouth, and you kind of wallow the sample around in your mouth, and then you spit it out after you've tasted it. You certainly couldn't drink all of those samples and get out very well."
The tradition of bourbon in Kentucky is such an important part of Kentucky identity, and Elmer T. Lee really played a central role in the formation of that identity. He really is a legend, and he will be sorely missed.
Definitely a giant in the bourbon industry. Meanwhile, does the project continue?
We just launched a new initiative to document individual stories with distilleries that are a part of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, and we're going to begin interviewing next month.
Doug Boyd, Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries, thanks for joining us again today.
Thanks for having me.